Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday morning. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, a financial to-do list for 20-somethings and the people who could hurt your credit. Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
20-somethings who recently landed a first job would do well to take certain steps that can pave the way to financial independence. Number one on the list is to set up a personal rainy day fund.
Can't go wrong by having 6 to 12 months worth of expenses in a liquid savings account that you could use if you ran into trouble.
Lindsay Gelman wrote in the Sunday Journal that it's also very important for young adults to figure out how to prioritize debt to better manage their bills.
See whether you're on track to pay off whatever debt or loan applies to you here. And sometimes consolidation or refinancing, depending on what we're talking about, is the best course of action.
And though it seems like a long way off, Gelman adds that it's never too early to start thinking about retirement.
You should be working your way up to saving about 15% of your salary for retirement. And that number includes any employer matches that are involved in an employer-based program like a 401k.
As we continue, protecting your credit.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
When it comes to your credit, there are a lot of people who can hurt it. Adam Levin of Credit.com explains how others can have an impact on your score.
Taking care of your credit is real work. You must pay your bills on time. You can't apply for or use too much credit. And the longer you've had credit, the better. But you also need to think about other people and what they can do to impact your credit. And here are three examples. Number one, someone you co-signed a loan for. If you've co-signed a loan or a credit card account for a friend or family member, and that person runs up the bill or misses monthly payments, you'll feel the heat on your credit report. Number two, a roommate who bails. Sharing an apartment is great. However, if a roommate fails to pay his or her share of expenses, causing bills including that all-important rent check to go unpaid or be late, you, with your name on the lease and the utility accounts, will take a credit hit. Number three, your ex. If you have joint credit accounts with a former spouse, your credit will suffer if those accounts go unpaid for whatever reason. If you're getting divorced, you might want to make separating credit accounts a top priority. Keep close tabs on your credit by checking your credit reports at least once a year at annualcreditreport.com for errors or signs of fraud. You can also use free sites like credit.com to monitor your credit. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.